May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do please be seated. It might amaze you to realize just how valuable sermons are, even if you don't listen to them properly. But when you think about it, you may wonder when else in your week you have dedicated time in which to reflect on the important things that undergird everything you think and do. Here, no one can phone you or ask you to do something else, not even your own conscience, nor can you be distracted by mundane things. So this time is precious. And each person who listens will reflect on the thing that is just right for them, as the Holy Spirit within us nudges our attention, sometimes towards the words, sometimes to the meaning they have uniquely for you, working in you to make you whole, as the core of who you are aligns with the life-giving presence of God within you. And it doesn't really matter if your attention sometimes slips. Because as the Bible reminds us, the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. So these words are not just information. They are powerful, bringing God's healing to the very deepest places of you, within you, bringing freedom to make the changes that you really want to make, bringing power to become the person that you want to choose to be. And one of the best things about this moment, this precious time, is that you are not alone. God is present by his Spirit, applying his truth uniquely in you. But God is also present in the people around you, working uniquely in them in just the same way, but with different results, because the way God works in each of us is unique to us. Yet God weaves these works together, so that together we are being woven into a unique community, swiftly leaving behind the setbacks and challenges that are a natural part of growing in trust, as together our relationships become increasingly marked by love and understanding and appreciation and celebration of the gifts each of us brings, ourselves and others, in expressing the life of this unique community. And it is inevitable, because God is doing this deep within us, that we are becoming and will become salt, so that others can savor the presence of God in ordinary things and in special things. Lamps shining for others to see the right way forward for them. Carriers and imparters of the life of Christ Jesus, not because of any lofty words of wisdom that we might once have thought we had, but because we know that Jesus' brokenness on the cross speaks to our brokenness, bringing healing and forgiveness. For no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But these things God is revealing to us through his Spirit, and not just to us as individuals, but together. And you might wonder, because only you can know, which of the people around you brings these things to you and brings out the best in you? not because they're the same as you, but because they're different, but complementary. They complete you, and you complete them. So that with each of us deeply secure in our own character and contribution, we no longer have to compete with others for attention and appreciation, because as we choose to recognize and appreciate the unique character and gifts of those around us, we will find ourselves recognized and appreciated too, in all our difference, but also in our complementarity. And it's then that we will release the most extraordinary and powerful synergy, creating a community that others will long to belong to, because they will discover, hidden behind and within all our ordinariness, the genuine presence of Christ Jesus here. Therefore, this is becoming a community in which you feel relaxed and good-humoured, in which you feel included and able to have a go at things without worrying. A community in which the suggestions you make are expressed positively, and in which differences of opinion are expressed constructively. You and I and the others around us will support anyone doing anything in our community because we know that they're doing it for us. And who can measure the healing power released when we choose to express our gratitude to them, both publicly and privately, and celebrate special moments together? And so all I have to do to reassure the very deepest part of you and allow you to receive the most inspiration in this precious moment is, one, to remind you of the tranquil, loving, affirming presence of God at the heart of you. Two, to ask you to allow the sense of belief that it can be like this to rise and flood your whole being. Three, to give you a moment to return from wherever your mind has taken you to the sharp vitality of the present moment. Four, to invite your awareness once more of those around you and of their true deep value. And five, to prepare us to be alert and ready to engage with all that comes next in our liturgy. Amen.